The House of Representatives may vote this week on the Threatened and Endangered Species Recovery Act. It's largely a Republican-drafted plan that's upsetting some wildlife researchers and may not make it through the U.S. Senate. Professor Richard Knight of Colorado State University says the three-decade-old Endangered Species Act needs amending, but with an eye toward community involvement.
I think in the years to come, as the federal government clearly, in a sense, has lifted too great a weight for it to carry, you're going to see more and more decisions that involve communities, both human and natural, coming from watersheds, coming from the sort of the opposite end of that administrative spectrum, coming from county commissioners and city councils.
Knight says in Colorado, wildlife officials and ranchers have come up with a plan that both protects a federally threatened mouse and maintains large tracts of ranch land. However, developers and others are trying to have the mouse taken off the protected lists. Knight spent some time at Aldo Leopold's famous shack near Baraboo during his doctoral study days. He argues it's timely to remember that Leopold's message is that conservation works when it promotes both a healthy wildlife community and a healthy human community. Leopold scholar Kurt Miney says a good example of Leopold's legacy is the whooping crane reintroduction program in central Wisconsin.
In order to do that successfully, you have to be thinking not just about the birds. You have to be thinking about what kind of habitat and what kind of landscapes you're reintroducing them into, and making sure that all the way between Wisconsin and Florida, there are places for these special creatures to land and to be safe.
Miney and Richard Knight are two of the hundreds of people gathered in Madison today for the National Convention of the Wildlife Society. That's an organization of wildlife managers and researchers. Miney calls Aldo Leopold the father of modern wildlife management, so he says for many in the society, the Madison Convention is like coming home. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.